Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Mum loved it too.
Yeah, it's great.
Got Mum onto it.
It's so good.
All right,
this show on Netflix called Indian Matchmaker, which is about, I think it's Mumbai's leading matchmaker for families, a lady called Auntie Seema. And basically, she gets commissioned by families around the world to make arranged marriages for their kids. And it is such a great show. And it's so bloody interesting.
It's because so interesting.
You think, oh, arranged marriages, they can't work. And I'm sure in many cases they don't.
Well, I
but
think
there
they
are some
explain...
beautiful old couples peppered throughout that like spent 20 minutes together before they were married, and they have these amazing relationships, and the philosophies behind how you get people together and their interests and their backgrounds. Mm. And, oh, it's fascinating.
Well, they explain the difference between arranged marriage and forced marriage. None of these are arranged marriages. They're just suggestions.
Yes.
And then it's entirely up to the individual to accept or decline the offers. And
But fascinating. Like, they get presented with proposals and they have to choose one person to go on a date with, and then if it progresses, they continue. If not, they go to somebody else in their, you know, it's like resumes, right? So this is like, this is Jace.
Yeah, they have like a database of singletons.
He's been to Harvard, his family, you know, he's from whatever it is. He likes bushwalking, he likes yada, yada, yada. And then they can be like, oh, I'm not an outdoorsy person, this will never work. Or, yeah, it's great.
You know how at the start of a relationship, there's a lot of lies told?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're giving your best self. Like, you're
really trying to blend in with the other, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that happens where with arranged marriages, they're like, oh, what will they think? What will they like that I
don't know. If anything, I think it's more cut and dried, because it's like, these are my interests, these are their interests.
It's more of a contract, I suppose.
I guess you don't know the person you've been set up with beforehand, so you'd have no reason to lie.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
And there's a really interesting character in there who's, well, not character, woman, whose name is Aparna. And she is just no nonsense, no holds barred, will not settle.
Very inflexible, though. Like, she gets better. She gets better throughout, but she's not very self-aware. She's a difficult person to like in the series because she got better towards the end. She softened, but at first she was completely unaware of the fact that she was kind of a pain in the ass. Like, I wouldn't particularly want to be her friend,
but then why do you have to be flexible when you're choosing a life partner?
No, I don't have a problem with her setting her boundaries and setting her standards. I just think she wasn't a particularly she didn't have a great deal to offer in the beginning herself. That's what I mean. Like, she was very abrasive in her manner. She was condescending with some, like, I feel like a lot of the blokes would have been like, well, thanks, but no thanks to you. And then she progressed. As the series progresses, you can see that she's like, okay, hold on, let me reevaluate. Mm. She doesn't change her standards. I can appreciate that. But her approach was the reason why she was single, I feel. I don't think she was a very likable person in the beginning.
No, but she had friends and everything. Like, she had great time with her friends.
Yeah, she had friends.
I just think she doesn't have time for BS.
Yeah, but there were lots of the girls that were like that, but who were nicer to be around.
Mm.
Like, she was very like...
Did she hurt you?
No, I just think she was just like, I was just watching her going, mate, if you're wondering why you're single, you should watch this back. The first few episodes of her are just like.
Yeah, but if you know what you want, don't apologise for wanting it.
That's not what I'm arguing, because a lot of the other characters knew exactly what they wanted too, but they were just nicer people to be around. She was very self-righteous.
Do you think you should be flexible with what you want in a relationship?
Because she was like 34 as well. I think I think I was probably a lot more flexible in my 20s.
I think it's not about changing your standards. It's just being self-aware. Like, you can't say, I want this from someone if you're incapable of delivering that thing that you're expecting back.
True.
Do you know, if you're expecting someone to be, I don't know, if one of your values is like, you know, someone who's organized because you can't handle, you know, not be, well, then you also have to return that favour. If you're a hot mess, then you can't.
But do you think
expect that? So, I just feel like she was the things that she wanted out of a partner. She was none of them
do you
herself.
Think love language. So that goes. That is love languages.
What kind you're of? Saying. Yeah, like, it's, the, it falls
what
into
you
that.
Need in your relationships isn't always what you can give out.
True.
Which is why
yeah, like yin and yang, right?
Sort of attract.
True. Yeah.
So, like my love languages are quality time, physical touch.
Yes.
My partner's love languages are words of affirmation and what's the one where you do stuff for
quality time?
Acts of service.
Yes. Yeah. Which I do acts of service really well.
Yeah, that's Lee's and me both as well.
Words of
too.
Affirmation I'm not good at. So like,
okay.
But I don't need that in return.
Yeah, so it's more of a struggle for you to say, you look great, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
I think you're so confident.
Do anything for her. Like I'll, you know, I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll do all that.
Follow through on the acts of service.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think you need to have opposites. Like I think if you have the same, exactly the same love
no,
languages.
No. I agree with that, but I'm talking more about what this woman wanted out of. I'm not talking about how she received or gave love. I'm talking about what she expected in a person. She was none of that. She wasn't like.
But then, don't you think? Do you just think it was? It's because she was very brash in saying, "Nah, not for me."
Yeah,
I just found her rude. Of the guy who was from the jewelry. He was the jewelry designer. I mean, I thought he was as wishy-washy and vague as anything.
Oh God, yeah,
who
he
expected
was awful.
All these things from people, but
he
didn't
was
actually
awful,
want
but he
to
was,
settle
to
down.
To me, he was kind of like the same level of self-awareness as Aparna. Like. Mm. I just found her to be a rude person. She got better in the series. I definitely started liking her towards the end. But in the beginning, I found her incredibly rude. So that's not somebody, even if she's highly educated, she owns her home, she had a lot going for her on paper, but her personability factor was shit house. And I was like, you're not going to meet someone who has no
interpersonal
skills.
But then she said that too.
Skills.
She was like, I don't need the guy to be the funniest guy in the room. Like, I don't need that. So she wasn't looking for.
But how does she expect anyone to want to spend time with her if she's rude? Like, I found her rude.
Well, I think I've got friends who probably are have been a bit like that. Like, you push people away to test them to see how interested they are. Does that make sense, Jace?
Yeah, I don't have time for that. See, if a guy did that to me, I do not stick around.
But in certain countries,
I do not stick around
rudeness
for that.
Isn't considered rude. Like, you go Eastern European.
I just think she's American.
She's American.
Is a quality that they like.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, like, me just being like, no, do this, do that, they like
that. Is great.
That.
Yeah.
She might have been raised
I'd be interested if anyone else watched it, if you're understanding what I'm saying, that Aparna was not in the beginning of the series, is not someone that I liked. I was like, you are a pain in the ass. Like,
well, you weren't dating.
No yet, so. One would, right now as you are, what are you offering to make someone, to make a partner go, I enjoy
being
with you?
She was kind of skeptical about the whole process, I suppose. She was like, I better go through this. But then as it progresses, they do like facial readings and Indian love astrology, which is incredibly specific.
Yes, yeah, so weird.
All right, so it is
weird.
The date of birth of each person, the exact
time,
location where they were born, latitude, longitude, the time. They map where the stars and planets and everything
it's
were
so
and
weird.
Whether those people will go together.
What?
Yeah, it is such
How
a
do we
good
get that
watch.
Done?
I know. I would find it so
Indian
interesting.
Love astrology done. That would be
or even facial readings. I find fascinating as well. Like just this old,
yeah, and it's
guy who came in and was just able to look at photos of their faces
and go yes or no. Like this is a good match. This is a successful marriage
I've always found this interesting. You know when like people like, especially I don't know what not mind readers, but those people that
psychics.
If they tell someone that their relationship's not going to work, is that the reason it doesn't work?
Is that the catalyst
for... Well, I don't think they're meant to do that.
Yeah, I think there's
Like some code of ethics where you're not meant to be like...
I've been seeing the wrong
facialist.
Side.
You can't be like... They're not allowed to say...
Yeah, they could make broader statements like, you're going to be in love, you're going to experience a big love
and
three times in your lifetime.
What if they're,
and
like, you're going to experience a heartbreak soon?
Yeah, but that's so vague, isn't it?
Because that could be anything.
That could be anything. That could be...
That could be something happening to a friend.
Or a job, you know, like not reaching your goal. Yeah. So that could be considered.
So what you're saying is psychics just give broad...
Well, I don't
know.
I think
there are some really good ones. I still am very curious to go to that bloke, please.
We have to go see that guy.
Oh, Sarah season next week. By the way, I'll tell you how she goes.
Oh, that's right. She's going to the guy that we want to go see just for funsies.
Can she put in a word for us so we don't have to wait 4 months?
Like that. You know what?
Sure.
We also can't go together, Sarah. I told you that. They told me no.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go together.
Well, but someone had told us that you can do a couple's reading.
We were going to go together. I reckon we could.
You're going to deal with a heartbreak soon.
Yes.
Imagine if we didn't say that we weren't a couple and then it just throws them off.
Oh, yeah.
No, but apparently he's that good.
I know. Yeah. He's very,
he'd
very good.
Right through you guys. He probably knows that that's what you're going to do before you even get there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to see these two because they're just going to try and screw with me.
I also think I would give, I did go to book in online. No, I put my maiden name because I was like, oh, I don't want him to
research. Oh, you're that much of a skeptic.
Well, it would be very easy to just be like, I'll just pop in, you know, Sally Smith's name in Google and see what comes up.
So you don't believe in it.
Well, I mean, I love that stuff, but I'd feel like you'd want to test, right?
You want to believe, but the logic side of you
won't let you. The logic side is stronger.
Oh, I mean, look, I love all that. I have said quite openly I get great comfort from the idea that the spirits of people who've left you are hanging around and looking after you. Like, I know that's some woo-woo kind of thing,
I
but
like
I love it.
Too.
That's why I love going to cemeteries and all that kind
of
thing.
Your use of the word comforting is correct.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense, but if it brings you comfort, then that's okay. Yeah. Like, what harm does that do?
Yeah.
That's like all the birds that come onto my veranda.
Well, birds are a good sign.
Yeah, I swear that's my father-in-law. I don't know why there's multiples of them.
Yeah, well,
but
when I was at Lisa's place a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about her father-in-law and then a bird came over and I was like, mate, what are you doing here? And Lisa was like, well, that's my father-in-law.
Let me tell you a good bird story.
I love it. I love that. There's probably nothing in it, but it's a moment in the day to connect, I suppose, is all it is.
Apparently, if you're attracting animals to your life, you're on the right path. Like, if you can attract animals,
it's good energy.
It's good energy.
Like Bambi.
Sarah and I were...
Snow White, I meant.
We were at a crossroads in our relationship. One of those discussions that, like, really serious, like, where are we headed?
How long ago was this?
That was probably 4 months.
Okay.
3 or 4 months ago.
Then a wombat came out.
get this. So we're having this discussion. We get on the same page.
Yeah, okay.
We're really happy. Like, everything's sorted.
Mm-hmm.
At that exact moment that we're like, I'm really glad we did this, two rainbow lorikeets landed on our seventh-story apartment balcony.
Together.
Wow. Together, and sat there while we were just like, what? What?
Wow.
So we researched it. Apparently, it means, like, soulmates, everything's aligned.
Synergy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, at that exact moment.
Yeah.
And I'm the same as you, Sarah. I'm a skeptic. Yeah. I like to believe in it. I like the thought of it makes me happy.
But you always have that
logic.
Little sign.
Well, I think I've told this before, but my favourite auntie was my Auntie Kay, my dad's sister, and she died 12 years ago, but she didn't have kids of her own. She was 12 years older than my dad. So me and my sisters were like her children as well. So we were incredibly, incredibly, incredibly close. And I was up on Will's farm in North Queensland and I was waiting for him to bring a tractor across. Auntie Kay had just died like 3 weeks earlier or something. And I was waiting and I looked up to the sky and I was like, Auntie Kay, if you're up there, give me a sign. And without word of a lie, within 15 seconds, this shooting star just came across the sky. And I'd never, ever seen a shooting star before in my life. And I was just like, okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
You're all good. Yeah. Wherever you are, that's... And I've never seen one.
Feel?
I've never seen one since.
Yeah.
I find that so beautiful.
It's too much of a coincidence for you to say, I need a sign right now.
Yeah.
And that happened.
And it was just so big. It just lasted for so long. Like, I couldn't have missed it.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been like, was that was that? It just arched across the sky for so many seconds.
I'm for it.
Yeah, and yeah, I was, and it didn't make not? Me feel sad. It just made me
no,
feel happy.
No, God, no, it doesn't make you feel sad at all.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We had on Father's Day, so it would have been the first Father's Day without my father-in-law, and he always used to feed kookaburras. Mm. And we sat down for lunch outside near the pool at that outdoor setting we have with my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law and Dane and the kids, everyone, as literally sat our bums on the seat and this kookaburra just landed on the fence, which is just like the pool fence. So like
goosebumps.
A couple of meters, just sat there.
Yeah.
And we all just looked at her and went, hey, Gary.
Yeah.
And just all laughed. We were like, because we were all like, you've got to be kidding. And I mean, you know, you could argue that it could have just been a random coincidence.
Logical birds land on
fences all the time. We live out
it's
on
just
acreage.
That it was so
it's
close,
not,
and
it's
they
just
don't need
the
to,
timing.
Yeah.
And you choose to see what you want to see.
Well, not exactly right.
That's all. You could, you know, someone who was terrified of birds would be like, oh,
yeah,
you know. But for us, it was a comfort. So.
Yeah, I think it's your mindset definitely because you've got like a lot of people. I struggle so hard with logic. And,
I know.
Yeah,
and,
that's
know.
It. Like, I'm very scientific in all other, or like science-based.
And someone would be like, there was food on the table.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, the kookaburra is going to be there.
Of course, an animal of some description is going to rear its head at that particular moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's, of course, you could go both
butterflies
ways.
Are a big one as well, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, if you see a butterfly, it's meant to
well,
be.
Well, since
you're on the
my mother-in-law died in December, she had motor neurone disease. So it was very, like, very sort of traumatic death for her. And for the family, that grieving process, watching someone like that go through that particular condition. And now whenever my girls play in the garden, there is always a butterfly around them. And I'll say to Wills, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think that's your mother. Yeah. And he's like, what? I mean, it was also butterfly mating season at the time. But they were everywhere.
So the
entire science part of me is like,
was inundated.
I know the butterflies are like at it. At the moment, but they would always, this one, like yellow ones would always just, in fact, it doesn't matter what colour it is, there's always a butterfly around the girls when they're outside
that's
playing
so
in the
nice.
Garden.
But then do you think that's just
I think that's more of a stretch than the shooting star.
Reincarnation? You think she's a butterfly or do you think she's just sending butterflies
their
way?
Maybe sending butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think both ways.
Yeah,
like
but
I don't.
Kay
I don't.
Will send me Elvis songs as well.
Yeah, I love that.
So my love of Elvis came because we'd go over to Kay's on a Saturday afternoon and we would watch Elvis movies. Right, so growing up in Bundy. Three channels. There was
that's
always
there
a bloody
yeah.
Elvis movie on a Saturday hour.
I think
right?
there's an Elvis shop in Bundy, isn't there?
Oh, probably was back in the day. And she had all the records, so we'd put the records on. If ever I went anywhere, I'd find an Elvis postcard and I'd write her a message on it and send it, right? So Elvis was the thing that bonded us. We'd be like, oh, we feel so – I get goosebumps when he smiles. Like, oh,
ain't
we just loved it.
Dog.
Yeah, loved it. And so sometimes I'll be in the car driving and I'll be like, okay. I'm tuning into you.
But what channel are you listening to?
Just send me an and I'll do a flick.
Of what though?
The
AMs?
Just AMs, FMs.
Or WAW,
and usually.
This is the Elvis channel.
I mean, I know. usually an Elvis song will come on within like 5 minutes.
I mean, that's
like
unusual because like FMs don't play Elvis.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Oh, okay, so
please.
It can
so
be a remake.
Are, yeah.
Okay. Still rare on an FM band.
But, I mean, I will put them on the AM just to heighten the chances. So
I don't know if we've had this discussion about energy and, like, atoms and everything being energy. Like, this is where the logic side of me goes, that all makes sense because everything is exactly the same. It's
yes,
atoms.
It's just in a different
it's just
form.
In a different form.
So this tissue box is the same as me.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Every single thing is
made
up of atoms.
We're just made differently. We look different. The form is different.
And so if everything's the same, I can attract anything or I could
put out
anything.
Well, that's like manifesting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The law of attraction.
So the logic side of me goes,
okay,
that absolutely makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Can we? Because I was watching your girlfriends. I was watching your girlfriend. I was watching your girlfriend's Instagram, I think, last week, and she's so cute. She puts a smile on my face. She said that she'd practiced the law of attraction and that she'd said to herself that she was going to attract a free coffee. in the week, which is like she just wanted to play around with the law of attraction. So she'd said, I'm going to get a free coffee this week. Now, she got a free coffee, and I don't know how she did it. Like, what was it? Like, was it a buy four, get one free?
Yes. So
it was on their loyalty card.
This is where Herod, I struggle with it. I go, but you always knew you were going to get that because the next time you went in.
I knew it was going to be something like
but
that.
But her mindset is
it doesn't
no, it doesn't matter how I got it. The thing is, in my head, I wanted a free coffee. I
could
got a free
just see
coffee.
Her going through her purse and going, hold up, hold up. Okay, this week I'm going to manifest a free coffee. Yeah. And she knew all along. It's like, I'm going to manifest $10 off my Woolies bill. That's because of your rewards card.
You're
just
reward
about to cough up your $10.
But it's actually, and because of her, I actually believe a lot more. I've never seen someone manifest so many things just continuously.
For herself, yeah.
If she wants money, she manifests money.
Like how?
Like, literally, she just
can
puts
you tell
it out
us?
There. But you've got to have such a believing mindset.
Yeah.
And she has that.
Unwavering.
So she'll be like, you know, I need $500 for something.
So and, where will it come from?
And so recently, Centrelink had this big screw up with robo-debt where it was a robot processing everyone's debt and everyone owed money and it caused this big thing, a huge court case against it.
Because she's currently, just to set the scene, currently on job
No,
keeper.
But this was 5 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
They paid out everyone that was affected by it $500. Got it. Oh, I think she got 800. And I'm like, and she had no idea that was coming when she was doing that, when she was doing it. I was like, what? How do you just do that?
Okay, can we try something? Can we, today being Tuesday, can we each one of us pick something to manifest within the week?
Okay.
Let's
and we'll
write
say it out loud.
Yeah, we've got to write it down so you can prove it.
You actually do have
to
say it out loud.
No, you have to say it out. You've got to put it out to the universe because that really then means that other people are also kind of energetically
giving that to you.
Involved.
Okay.
So can we each right now, I don't even know what I'm going to pick.
I think we got to go small and
it's
our mindset
be, yes, it
has
doesn't
to
matter
be 100% on it. Like we can't.
Oh,
we,
you okay. gotta, remember when we were in Sydney, Lees, and we were going to meet with, who were we meeting with? Well, we like, it was early days.
Like what, Mia Friedman,
maybe? We were meeting with Mia. Maybe we were going and having a meeting with the radio station or something.
Building?
I don't know. Yeah, the building. And we were trying to decide our affirmation for our business. Was that what it was
called?
Yeah,
someone had said to us it's very important to set a, is that what it's called?
Affirmation?
An intention.
Intention, that was it.
For your business.
So we just set it. We were like, okay, after much discussion, it is to earn a living while being ourselves and connecting people through
laughter.
Laughter.
So they're the
and
pillars
we thought, we
of what we do.
We decide what earn a living is. Yep. We're not putting a figure on it.
Yep.
So we just come to that. We looked up.
In that moment.
And there was a building with the letters TTG and the numbers 80, which is the year Lees and I were both born.
So the top of this building, just past Hyde Park in Sydney, when you're walking towards Oxford Street, so for our Sydney listeners, you're walking past Hyde Park towards Oxford Street, Paddington, that stretch, almost heading up to King's Cross, in that vicinity, we looked up, we were walking back to our hotel in Surrey Hills, and there's an old building, but it's sort of like an 80s skyscraper, I suppose, but not a skyscraper, it's just a building. And it says in these old block letters, large TTG 80, whatever that building is, we still don't know.
Yep. And we were beside ourselves, like, take a photo.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder, I mean, I must have that photo somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was odd. Okay, what are we going to set?
All right.
Let's play the show.
I can't believe. Should we just put all this at the end of the show?
No, people don't care.
We're at 25 minutes at the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What a bonus.
And we'll do another 20 minutes after the show.
We'll set our intention publicly.
Okay. Here's the show.
Okay. Finally.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
I am on a high after last night's grand finale of Ninja Warrior. Sarah, I stayed up. That's why I look bloody bleary-eyed this morning. After 4 years, there's finally a winner. 4 years it's taken for the show for someone to climb up bloody Mount Midoriyama.
I watched until I saw Olivia Vivian, the only female left in the competition, fall in the drink. Well, and then I thought, no, it's done, because no one's going to be able to climb this bloody rope and scale this mountain.
Although, it's her boyfriend, Ben Poulsen, yes, is the winner. $400,000. 30-metre rope climb. Why is it called Mount Midoriyama?
That was my question. Why isn't it called Mount Midoriropa? Or rope Midoriyama. It doesn't make sense.
What is Midoriyama? Sounds like a drink I had in the 90s.
That was my favourite, actually.
That was really good. Remember Midorian lemonade? Yeah, remember the jugs of it?
Came in a bottle. Midoriyama, I called that one.
I thought they were still on the wall. I thought that's Mount Midoriyama.
That's
the warped wall. The warped wall is so very stage one.
I mean, that's easy now. That's what I thought.
Any base ninja can do that.
I could do the warped wall.
No, you couldn't. That's a lie.
But I can. You know, at those birthday parties, you know how the kids do the Ninja Warrior courses, or the, for 10-year-old boys, it's the party to go to.
Are you talking about the blow-up jumping castle?
No, not the blow-up one. The actual ninja courses. They're called like Urban Extreme or what have you, right? There's different ones around the country. I pushed the kids out of the way and I was like, watch Big Mama climb this.
That's why Remy doesn't get invited to many birthday parties, because they don't want his mother to.
Hold my
along.
Shoes. I need foot grip.
Well, if anything, your story is a story of hope. The fact that three ninjas climbed Mount Midoriyama.
Three of them last night.
Is what we need in 2020. So it's the vibe we need
they
to carry through with us for the remaining 4 months
heroes.
Of this godforsaken year.
Imagine $400,000 for climbing a rope.
What are you doing sitting here? Get training.
Look at these arms.
We're going to a playground
after about,
the show today.
It's all about weight to power, power to weight, isn't
it? Is, Sarah.
Yeah, I
I'm
think
like
you've
a
got it. Yeah, you are strong.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I have a bone to pick with the two of you. Oh, something great. I want to bring up, and I actually loathe that right now in the studio we also have intern Angus, because I really just wanted this to be between the three of us, but now another person's involved and I'm embarrassed. I can kick him out. You guys didn't tell me that there was something on my face last week, and I discovered it in the rearview mirror of my car over the weekend.
Lise, I've got astigmatism. That's blurred vision. I don't think I noticed anything on your face.
Jace?
I probably did.
What?
But see, I love leaving people to be embarrassed in that form.
I'm just going to come
Sarah,
clean.
I do it all the time. I never tell her if she has lipstick anywhere because I think it's
no,
funny.
No, it was way worse than that, okay? In the spirit of transparency, we're all friends here, even on national radio with people listening far and wide. On the weekend, I was doing the kids' runs to and from sport. And at a red light, I thought, I'll just check myself out and see how the old girl's doing. Yeah. I pulled down the mirror in front of me.
Go on and flown it. What your mama gave you.
Yeah, exactly. And what I saw on my chin and under my chin, Sarah, was a hair so long. So long. I'm talking.
Oh, that. I thought you were growing that deliberately.
I felt like the gentleman in Karate Kid who trains the young boy.
Mr. Miyagi.
Okay? That's what I bloody felt like. I was like, what? The sunlight, the dappled sunlight through my car window shone directly onto this hormonal hair that was so, I swear it was an inch and a half. Not only was there one pointing out, but then there was one hanging down.
Wow, that's okay. Dead set like the witch in Hansel and Gretel too.
You can't be upset.
I just stared at myself and I thought, this is it. This is so not only am I now at a point in my life where there's, do you know, this is the problem.
Oh my God, start the music.
Yes. This is the problem, okay? There's so many facets to my anger. First of all, you two didn't tell me. Okay, you guys see me without any makeup, with nothing. No one told me about this hair. Secondly, I pay good money for laser hair removal on every other part of my body. The minute I get down to being completely hairless, they start growing on my face.
I mean, you've said you're like a sphinx.
I am like a sphinx.
Except now,
the hair they've lasered off is coming back.
There was an old lady called Michael Finnegan.
That's right. Why didn't you tell me?
I think that's a tough thing to tell someone. Hey, you've got a beard. Like...
I mean, I think I did gently say, how are you going with perimenopause?
I'm not in perimenopause. I am dropping eggs left, right and centre, I will have you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. What a weird lady flex. Mate, still ovulating.
I've still got it.
That truck up. Okay. Because his hair's got nothing to do with my dropping estrogen levels.
Hey, good news, you know karate as well, so that's cool.
I'm telling you, I'll tell you
It's putting the wax on, wax off into a whole different perspective for you.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We're talking about being friend zoned because last night on Farmer Wants a Wife, the episode was heinously boring, but something did jump out at me. It's where Farmer Sam, who's the guy up with the cane farm in Innisfail, tells one of the girls, Riley, that the spark just isn't there and that he feels that they're great mates, but he feels the fire with the two other girls he's kept, but they're better off as friends. The problem is that Riley's sticking around.
Why?
Well, he can't eliminate her. There's weird reasons, but she's still there. She's still there. Will she fight her way out of the friend zone? Now, I think that that's impossible. That's an urban myth to me. I am yet to meet someone who was friend zoned and then who became a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a spouse.
Climbs their way out of it. And then it's ironic because they always say you should start as friends first.
It's confusing.
What is the technique for getting out of the friend zone? I mean, I've never been in it.
You've got tickets on yourself.
Is that a brag?
I've put men in the friend zone.
Oh, rubbish, Sarah. What do you mean?
Well, you know, you can't help when they fall in love with you, can they? You have to say, no, mate, we're just friends.
We're just friends. It's hard.
Please, come on. Don't pretend. That's a familiar tale to you as well.
I was just trying to be relatable to people. Yeah, I've never been. I've friend zoned a plenty.
Why?
But I've not been on the receiving end.
What was the reason?
Because they're only human.
I mean, I've tried to friend zone my husband at times. So he's not immune either.
I would really like to find on 131060 a tale of hope, someone who was perhaps popped in the friend zone and who found a way out of it.
Yeah, what's the technique?
Who lives to tell the tale.
You used to.
Because we were talking to intern
Angus. Get to that
Angus.
Heady place of romance.
How old's Angus? Annoyingly young.
About 14.
Maybe 23. Let's say 23.
Okay, 23. He reckons that the way to get out of the friend zone is to stop watering that friendship garden and start dating the girl's friends. And then she realises.
He didn't say it in those words. He said, you have to not care and just start dating
caring,
their friends.
Stop caring and then date a friend. And then she realises, oh, God, he's really great. I don't mind that technique. I don't know if that actually happens.
That
what about
work.
You, Jace? You're a bloke.
Oh, I've been put in the friend zone a few times.
And I'm not surprised.
I've never fought my way out of it.
You've never gotten out.
No, it's a tough place to be. But I was the idiot that, you know, was always there for them when.
That's nice. That's not being an idiot.
It's good on me, but like when they had a bad breakup, I was still there when, you know, and I always just sat in the background.
You had an ulterior motive, you dirty rat, didn't you?
Yeah, because Jace said in no uncertain terms, and this is, you know, radio, so we can't say what you said, but you said what gets you out of the friend zone is having intimacy.
No, I did not.
But the problem is the girl doesn't want the intimacy with the mate. So how do you cross the threshold?
Look, it's a lot of hard work. And you've got
well,
to
you've
put
never
yourself,
done it. You've never succeeded about it.
Yeah, I can't give real solid
We've
advice.
We've got people calling through on 131060 and they do have techniques to get out of the friend zone. Let's go to Matt in Brisbane. Matt, what's your technique for getting out of the friend zone?
Well, I guess you could say patience is a virtue with that one.
Okay.
When I was younger, I kind of just stuck the course and I finally got out of this little church girl. Who actually finally ended up going to the other side with me?
What do you say, other side?
Yeah, but like the devil side.
Are you Beelzebub, Matt?
Yeah, so she invited me to a party and she had a couple of drinks and then she made the first move.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's good. Good for her.
Always,
power to the people.
Always the churchy types.
It
honestly,
really is.
You've those
watch
those
them.
Kids in the church groups when we were at school, they were like rabbits.
Really?
Yeah, secretly they are.
Yeah, secretly.
Yeah,
but,
I think
publicly.
Oh, saints.
Publicly, yes. Rosary beads everywhere, you know. But Jess in Ballarat, You have a story of hope when it comes to friend zoning.
Yeah, my partner, I actually friend zoned him for about 5-6 months before we actually started dating. Yeah, I kind of guess what the guys are saying, it takes patience.
Yeah,
that's definitely what happened with my partner. Yeah.
By patience, do you just mean you were worn down or?
Yeah, kind of. No.
But how do you turn it around from not having the spark to having the spark? There's a gaping chasm there to me.
Mm. Yeah, he'd keep on turning up. Just at first, he kind of just kept on turning up randomly at my door, and I was like, God, this is annoying to begin with. But then after a while, he would kind of just send a message, and I think he actually just started tuning into when I was having a bad day.
Was there a tipping point though? When did you go, ooh, I feel funny in the pants?
Well, I think I was always feeling funny in the pants from the beginning, but then he kind of just, one day he turned around and said, look, you've had a really crap run with guys. You've always said you wanted a nice guy. I'm here. Wow. I'm always going to be here. I'm happy to be a friend if you just want me to be a friend. I think as soon as he said, I'll only be your friend if that's what you want, but I still want to be in your life, that kind of made me go, oh, hang on, no, I actually want him in my life.
And then you jumped his bones.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Good girl,
Jess, good girl.
That's hot.
That's really nice. So you guys are together now?
Yes, yeah, very much so.
How many years?
It's only been a year and a half, but it's, you know, when it's, because we've both been in serious relationships before, and it's kind of just, you know.
It's just easy.
This is the one.
This is so nice, Jess.
Right, so just keep showing up and being there and reading the person.
And honest, Sarah.
Oh,
like how beautiful. That's just so...
I mean, I think I've got a crush on Jess's partner.
Watch out, Jess. She's a real man-eater. Okay?
Let's go to Roy up in Cairns. Roy, have you managed to get out of the friend zone?
Plenty of times, ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
You sound pretty confident. What's your technique?
I'm the bad boy.
Hold on.
Straight up, I'm the bad boy. I start as their friend. I start out protecting them. I start out, you know, not always being there for them, but making sure I'm there at the right time, making sure no one's hurting them or upsetting them. And when they do, I step up. I hurt the fella that hurt them.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
That's probably enough for today.
Yeah, it's a different kind of friend zone.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There is a Hyundai dealership in Brazil that has recently appointed a brand new customer service individual to their team. Mm-hmm. And it's none other than a stray dog. Okay, this little dog, just a bitzer.
I mean, stray dogs are everywhere in Brazil,
yeah,
so it's hard to catch a break.
I know, but here's the difference. This dog just kept on showing up. Day in, day out, he'd rock up to this Hyundai dealership. And, you know, the staff noticed him, but they were like, oh, whatever, there's a million of them. He'll try and forage for food and then he'll rack off. No, next day he shows up and again and again and again, so much so that they decide to name him Tucson, which is obviously a Hyundai vehicle, right, in their range. They give him a badge.
Oh, that's cute.
They make him an honorary customer service dog, okay? Yeah. People start buying vehicles because this dog is so welcoming and so docile and so beautiful. And it's really part of the company's sort of brand identity. They're very animal friendly. This dog is now looking to be in a national campaign for Hyundai.
Oh,
so
wow.
Much.
Talk about turning your fortunes around.
And the photos of him, Sarah, he's even got a little headset. Like, you know, the AAMI lady.
You know what I'd say to Tucson? If you can dream it, you can do it.
He can. He's got a lanyard with a little ID card with his face on it. He's for real. He sits in the front. Look at him. I'll put this up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah.
Oh, wow.
He sits in the vehicles. He sits at a desk. People buy cars and then they just come back to say hello to Tucson.
What's the perks of this role that they're giving him?
Well, I think he gets food and shelter.
Yes, that's
I'd
right.
Say, given
he's
he was
no
a,
longer
a
stray.
Homeless.
Initially, but he's working 8 hours a day.
Initially, the manager of the dealership took him in on a particularly rainy night. They just felt sorry for him. And then he was just going to rehome him, find somewhere else for him. And then everyone was like, no, there's opportunity here for Tucson to do good work in the world of
now,
car dealers.
Ernie's kick.
Now he's working K9 to 5.
He's a true professional.
I'll give it to you.
It's been a while since I've dipped my toe in the active forum discussions on my favourite British website, Grandsnet, which is basically a sharing and caring platform for the over 60s in British society. It is
our audience, yes.
a very judgmental place that brings me many lols.
And what's on Grandsnet?
Well, let me just take you through a few of the trending discussions in the forum. Forgot about my tea and took a big gulp. It was cold. There are 62 comments after
that. Wow, that's a thread.
How can I stop the cat catching birds?
I mean, important question.
This topic, driving has hurt my leg. Nothing else. Nothing else. 117 comments. Or this one is the pièce de résistance. But what if you are not, or even don't want to be, on the internet? 40 comments. Mate, you're posting
on
the internet. But this was the one that I'd like to delve into today.
Okay.
The heading, public cleavages. Mm. The question posed, is it polite to have your cleavage on display at a funeral?
Okay, so is this poster, is this I'm assuming it's a woman?
The OP, they call them, the original poster.
The original poster is female. Is she talking about her own cleavage, or is she talking perhaps about her granddaughter or great-granddaughter's
I believe she's
cleavage?
Gone to a funeral and she's seen some buzzy-wuzzies. Popping
elderly
out on
buzzies?
Display. Look, I would doubt it.
It doesn't matter what
I would doubt
age.
It because the overwhelming response in the 165 comments is that it isn't polite to have your cleavage on display at a funeral. In fact, I draw your attention to replyee Lemon Grove. No, it isn't respectful at all, but sadly, many people have no sense of occasion. I saw recently that a female guest at a very formal wedding was wearing jeans and a vest top.
A vest, that's a singlet.
Did that person use their street name as their as their display name?
Oh, look, they all have these very cryptic pseudonyms like Glory B. Let me read what Glory B replied. Why would you want to put boobage on display at a funeral? I too think it's disrespectful unless you were very close to the deceased and they had specified it in their wishes.
Oh, my God, that would be Dane.
I mean...
Like, for sure.
Do you think he'd just be like, Lee's on my way up the golden stairway to
I mean,
to knock on Archangel's
All I'm
gates.
Saying, when we went to our solicitor or whoever does up, you know, wills and estates and what have you, you know, you have to sit down and do all that adulting, that was specified.
Really?
Boobs need to be on display.
Wow, you've got some odd people in your life. Let's go to Old Woman 70, who said, I went to a funeral where the girlfriend of the deceased's son.
Hold on, what? The girlfriend of
the dead man's son.
Okay, all right.
Wore a white, very low cut, very short lace dress.
That's inappropriate.
She was totally oblivious of the disapproving comments and looks she was getting, and no, the deceased person would not have been impressed. I mean, the thing is, they're dead. They're dead. They don't care, right?
But you don't wear white to a funeral, do you?
Well, no, this is because she wants to marry the son, doesn't she? She's rocked up in essentially a wedding dress to the funeral.
That's the wrong sense of occasion.
Look, I mean, I'm not saying the logic isn't there in this forum. But next up, I'd like to maybe next week discuss their disapproval of Harper Beckham's outfits, which is also trending on the forum. That's right, attacking what a child is wearing.
I'm there for it.
Honestly. Old people, my favourites.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Sarah aging herself by 40 years every day.
We got to go.
You know what my favourite show is
Sarah
on the
needs
SBS?
To have a nap.
Letters and numbers on the
Sarah,
SBS.
Oh, Sarah, stop.
God, I love the way they do those math things together.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good show.
Good show. Good show. We're still back on manifesting and what we want to put our energy into to try and
okay, so we've got two from three.
To us.
Jace, do you want to kick off? You're just...
I'm going to go for the really basic. I'm going to go for the free coffee.
Free coffee.
I get coffees every day from the shop downstairs. Mm-hmm. I always pay. I don't have any sort of deal with them that I mention them on your show.
Okay.
So I'm just...
So So you're just going to go free coffee?
I just want a free coffee.
Can that
I don't have a loyalty card. I don't have anything.
Can that mean that somebody can buy you a coffee?
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily mean that a shop is going to say, you know what, this one's on us.
Well, looks like we've got to take Jace for breakfast after this.
Girls, can I get
a... I know. Dude. I'm like, are we implied
Girls, you
in
know
this?
What my intention was. You know what I manifested.
Yeah, but does that sort of count, though, right? Because the minute you put it out in the world...
Yeah, there's no
other
harm
people
in,
can assist.
And there's no harm in asking for it. You don't, like, if you ask for it...
It still counts.
That still counts. Like, it's because that person still has to say yes. You know
correct.
What I mean?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be an offer.
Okay.
But
all
I'm not
right.
going to ask anyone.
So free coffee for Jace. Sarah, what have we landed on for
well,
you?
Well, I'm going to manifest a work-related opportunity.
Okay, give us the parameters.
Parameters...
Just anything, big or small, any
big.
Opportunity
it
for
big
us.
Big or small, big or
for
small.
Us.
Yes, it
big
could be you have to read this ad. Okay?
Hold on. Is there money involved?
Always money.
No, it doesn't have to be money involved. It can just be an exciting work opportunity.
Yes.
Big or small.
So it could be like an MC gig or it could be
I mean,
a...
I don't think they're happening, which is why it makes it harder.
No, they're starting to again.
Oh, well.
All right, well, we'll see.
One, I was
the
offered
thing
one
is,
last week.
The thing have that you? I'm worried yeah, about with Sarah is that she's got a mentality of, oh, well, it's hard.
Yeah, but we're not.
So you need to commit. Mm. Otherwise, this isn't going to work, Sarah.
Yeah, okay.
And I want what are the work opportunity you're
sorry,
manifesting.
Sorry, I didn't specify. A financial work-related opportunity that's just for me.
Don't, because then I'm going to send negative juju
no,
your
that's
way.
That's also the negativity.
It
no,
is.
Of
it's
course.
A scarcity
of
mentality.
Of course it's Felice. We all know I carry her.
Okay, I'm struggling with mine. I don't know whether
why
to choose.
Why are you so clear bossing me around with what my thing is to manifest?
I don't know whether to choose a TV. I have my heart set on those very fancy TVs that when they're turned off, they just
turn into
look,
art.
They look like
a frame.
A frame.
Yeah, they're super
okay, I think you're going,
expensive.
I know.
We're going
okay.
big. We're going
if you're,
big
you're manifesting anything that's worth more than a work opportunity that's going to come
okay,
our way.
Okay, sorry.
You've got to start real small.
Okay, sorry.
So that you can see that it works and then you believe even more and then you continue.
Maybe okay, I've got big. Something. Okay, I've been meaning to... get a peace lily for the house because I had a peace lily for many years.
I mean, how you just go to Bunnings. You don't have to manifest
well,
this.
Well, I know, but you can go to bloody, you can go to our manager and just say, give us something too. And you can go buy yourself a coffee. So it's not about how you can get it.
So
I'm
you're
gonna
manifesting
manifest,
a peace lily.
I'm going to.
Have you been looking for a peace lily for a little while?
Well, I know I can get one.
She
I just
doesn't want to pay for
bullet.
One.
Like, what if someone gifts me a peace lily?
Well, you've put it
you
out
You don't
then.
Know, right? What if someone says, I'm going to give her a peace lily? Oh,
for God's sake. Look, if anyone's listening and you want to send Lise a peace lily, send
I
it to the Hit 105
okay,
building, level 4,
pick
61 Petrie Terrace, Brisbane.
Why don't we all just go coffees?
Because I get a free coffee every day, Jace.
From who?
From McDonald's.
Why? Yeah.
Because they like me and they give me a VIP card and I've been getting coffee there
oh,
for a
your
year
horses?
And a half.
What?
Yeah.
How can
it's
you
my
have
favorite.
A VIP card?
Well, one of
I'm
the sales guys
with all
here
the people at the Newmarket
got
McDonald's.
It for us. I use mine for the first time
what
ever
an
yesterday.
Idiot. It's the best
and
thing
I've never
ever.
Felt such a heady sense of power.
I go through the Newmarket drive-thru every single morning, Monday to Friday, at 4:10 in the morning. Okay? When they hear my voice on the speaker, they just say, drive through to the last window. I don't even have to stop anymore.
They say, here's that prize pig again.
Pretty much. And I know them really well.
They just
well.
Think you've won a
so,
competition and
no,
you're
no,
doing
no.
a
they
weird
know,
power flip.
They know, Sarah, because remember that young man who works there? They're all uni students. They work really hard.
He gave
even
you his
gave
resume.
Me his, he gave me his resume.
How'd that pan out for him?
Well, he's a journalist. So is, I passed on his resume to the news team. That's is that not
that's
good?
That's good energy.
Exactly.
And he's manifesting a job. Good on him.
Yeah, good on him.
I mean, you can't sell a secret, I suppose. That's the
it.
Whole thing that manifesting is, isn't it?
Exactly.
So I don't know what to pick. So what do you want me to pick? You tell
well,
me
you
then.
Can't, you can't, no, this has to be from you. I can't.
Well, no, because
oh
you guys
I
are
think
shitting
I know
on
what
all
I
my
manifest.
Manifestations.
Oh, what is
I mean,
this?
I've got work related. I want someone to approach me before Lise. That's what I want. I want some business to hit me up and send it to me.
We said small things. Can we?
Send it to me before you send it to Lee's. Please.
No, you've set yours.
I've changed
yours,
it.
Yours is a work opportunity.
I don't want money.
You can manifest multiple things at a time.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to stick to peace, Lily. You guys can shove it up your ass. I'm happy with peace, Lily.
I mean, that doesn't sound very peaceful. Is this why you need one in your life?
I'm just saying it's something that I've been thinking of. I must replace that peace, Lily, because someone told me it's very good juju to have a peace, Lily, in your home. It purifies the air and it keeps the spirits at bay.
Yeah.
And then mine died.
They're hard to keep alive.
No, I had mine for years, Sarah. I had mine for 3 years. It was resplendent and beautiful. I don't know what happened to it, and I haven't replaced it since.
Mine, I've got one outside under cover, but it's just getting whipped around in these
They're good
westerlies.
For indoor. Indoor. They don't like the outdoors.
No, I've got a rubber Congo or something inside, and I like that more. It's not as temperamental.
I'm just going to go peace, Lily. Okay. However, so what? I'm not allowed to say it. I can't say to Dane, geez, I really like peace, Lily.
You can say whatever you want.
I mean, he just bought a ute, so you've got this whole, he's got this whole thing, right? So Dane bought a ute and Lise is like, awesome, I've got $40,000 to spend on myself.
That is never going to happen. You know,
tit for tat thing.
You
know, and she's like, what am I going to buy?
As if
and
I
all
would
she
ever
can think
that.
Of is a peace lily.
Because I would never tit for tat.
Would Dane go and buy you one if you mentioned it? Is he someone that would just surprise you with it?
If I specifically said, can you buy me a peace, Lily? Yes, of course he would. But
he wouldn't walk into the Bunnings nursery and be like, I'm going to surprise Lise with an indoor plant.
No, that's not his style. I would have to ask specifically.
If we believe, it will happen.
Okay, I'm going to put it out
there.
We're
all new to this manifesting thing.
So does that mean every day we have to chant it?
Chant.
I think I'm
where are you from? Adelaide.
Job.
You manifested this.
I think
job.
So.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, in
Shit,
hindsight,
this doesn't work at all, does it?
What a cock up for you.
He said, I wanted a work related opportunity with money, and I got this.
Mm. I'm manifesting the next one now.
Oh, shivers. Hold on. I've got to call the kids and wake them up.
Don't they have alarm clocks?
No, the alarm clocks scare them.
They just. Okay. What?
Yeah, they're too. Just hold on. Please hold.
You know you can change the tone of the alarm.
I don't like it. It frightens them
so
out
they'd rather
of this.
A phone.
Hi, honey. Hi. Hi. You guys up?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Can I call you back? I'm still on air. I'll call you back in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Love you.
Well, that's sort of cute.
But you don't like that question. Are you up? Yeah. They're clearly awake and up and foraging around the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mwah, 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 mwah. I've never heard her do that before, except when the microphones were on, may I just say.
No, I do. I kiss
Did you plan this?
No.
Hey, say I love you.
I think
you
they manifested her to call them. And all of a sudden she got, bing, I've got to call the boys.
Possibly.
Who knows?
Okay, peace, Lily, coffee.
Big money.
End of the week.
Okay, so every day we have to channel this energy.
Okay.
Now, end of the week? I thought we had until Tuesday next week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because it's public holiday, Brisbane.
Yeah, and then the weekend and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're still on the public holiday.
Yeah, we don't get a bloody public holiday.
I know, but other like local businesses may shut, which means that could affect Lee's capacity to get a peace, Lily.
Oh, coffee shops might be shut.
Coffee shops might be shut, and I certainly won't be receiving any work-related big money.
On a Monday. Yeah.
You, Sarah, it's not just money.
Friday.
Stop being like that. You're going to screw it up, and I'm invested.
No, okay. I'm sorry, it's my manifestation, and I am Jerry Maguire in all of this.
So this is like one of those inspirational manifestation podcasts, but like not.
I think we're all going to get back in next Tuesday and everyone will be like, how'd you go? And Jazz will be like, I bought the coffee myself. Lise will say, I bought the pizza lily myself. And I'll say, I lost us a job.
I bought the coffee from company money that they paid me. So free.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's free.
It's a win.
Okay. Are you specifying a hot coffee? I'm just clarifying.
Yes, I want a hot
or
coffee.
A cold drip.
No,
because
I want.
Sometimes here at the station, I'm just saying, sometimes they do a deliver, like, you know, one of those the promo teams, the Black Thunders.
And what about if you got like a breaker iced coffee?
No,
yeah, does it count?
No, I don't
are
drink
you
that.
Still specifying?
I don't like that. I want a hot coffee.
Okay, all right. I'm just being clear because sometimes they do have cold drip coffees in the fridge and it says help yourself.
Do you want a potted piece, Lily, or do you just want it out and about?
Like in someone's garden.
Yeah.
Sorry, Betty. I manifested your piece, Lily. It's coming home with me.
I'm just in like a council strip, digging it up like along Coro Drive.
I pay taxes.
This is my goddamn piece, Lily. Guys, what do you see out there? Look, Jace, what's in those planters out in our office? An entire row of peace lilies. What if I sweet talk the gardener here at work, the indoor plant guy? Would that
count?
Well,
are you manifesting or are you sweet talking? Manifesting, it just has to like land in your lap, doesn't it? Like you don't have to fight.
I feel like this is
fight for your right to peace lilies.
I feel like we don't properly know what manifesting is.
Oh, I don't think we do.
Let's just see where this takes us, okay? All I'm saying is that on Friday, it being a public holiday in this office, I could just walk out with one of those babies under my arm.
Missing in that peace lily display, nobody look at Lee's, okay? It's just manifestation at work.
Do you think you subconsciously wanted a peace lily because you saw them?
No, it's actually for real been on my list of this is something that I want. It's one of those things that you want but you don't buy for yourself because it feels unnecessary. But then I feel it in my soul that I'm missing a piece. There's a peace lily shaped hole at the moment in my home and in my heart.
Well, we put it out there. Look, this has been one of the longest podcasts we've ever done. But we've like got some, one
what
more
if Lise
thing.
Gets, imagine,
what if
Lise
gets like a Zanzibar or something and she'll be like, no, we've I said got, peace lily, universe. No,
we've got one more thing we have to talk about because Lise, you told me I had to bring it up.
God.
Ben Paulson from Ninja. You wanted to talk about him.
Oh my God. It's so like Ben, the lamb chops of podcasts. It just keeps going.
Last night, obviously, was the grand finale of Ninja Warrior. Ben Paulson, the very tall, 6'5". He has blonde, platinum blonde hair, absolutely ripped. Olivia Vivian's boyfriend, right? He takes it out. He wins the 400K. Now, in his little piece to camera before he climbs the rope Midoriyama, he explained that when he was a child growing up, all through his child and adolescent years, he was terribly bullied. And they showed photos of him growing up. He was tall. He was lanky. He had red hair. Mm-hmm. He was a redhead, okay. Right?
Like strawberry like blonde.
No. But I'm just wait because it's part of the story. Okay. So that they were saying, they were showing it on telly, what he looked like as a kid. And what. And my two boys said, why would people... Why would Ben have been bullied? Like they didn't see the correlation. They thought he just looks like a regular person, an awkward teenager. And I just said, well, look, I don't know why he was bullied. Sometimes people bully for really ridiculous reason. And I said, I know back in our day, a lot of redheads were picked on. I mean, maybe not bullied, but, you know, if you were a redhead.
Oh, well, I mean,
right,
it's certainly picked. Always a talking point,
it's
right?
A talking
because it's
point,
so rare.
And I said, so I wonder if it was that part of the reason he was bullied. And they were like, why would anyone bully anyone with red hair? And I said, I don't get it because I love redheads. I think they're so, like, unique and beautiful. I love someone with red hair. Mm. The kids just didn't get it. And then Remy piped up and he said, Mum, do you think that's why he's dyed his hair platinum blonde? Because the scar of the bullying from being a redhead means he never wants to revisit that. Because why does he have platinum blonde hair? Why does Ben Paulson have...
Well, why does anyone colour their hair?
Yeah, but maybe...
I mean, you had platinum blonde hair.
No, but that's not the point,
in
Sarah.
Fact, you had Ben Paulson's haircut for at least 18 months that I've known you.
My point is, if in fact he was bullied from being a redhead, would that explain his decision as an adult to now not be a redhead, to be platinum blonde and have a very unique Dolph Lundgren-esque look?
But then he's dating a girl with raging red hair.
I know, I love that, but that's not him with the red hair. Maybe for him it's a trigger.
I know.
Well, some big questions.
Can we get Ben Paulson on the show?
Sure.
He's probably in hot demand.
I mean, I asked. I absolutely froth red hair. There's no doubt about
it. Me
too. I watched Anne of Green Gables at a very formative age. When it came time for confirmation, you have to choose a saint's name. Yeah. I chose St. Anne with an E. I don't know what she was a saint of, just that it was a close link with Anne of Green Gables.
Were you allowed to keep that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember.
I even asked Mum if she could buy me a red wig so I could just wear it around
Sarah
the town.
In cosplay.
Who would your cosplay player be?
Well, it would have been Anne. No, now it's more likely to be Marilla, who was like the angry mother of, well, aunt, kind of adoptee mother of Anne.
Obviously, cosplay. I have no idea what we're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know what she's talking about either. Just nod, nod and
yes,
agree.
Sarah, very good idea.
Then, of course, there was Nicole Kidman. Like, Nicole Kidman really came to the fore in high school.
Redheads. I think
she was like, on all my books.
What a point of difference. Mm. What a beautiful trait.
Mm. Ed Sheeran.
Stunning.
I reckon they all
have this understated, cool redheads about them. I love them.
Totally.
Look at Charlie Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a ninja that made ninja it up. Warrior. Roman Doriyama.
Yeah.
He's
but the
redhead?
Thing is, it's always a talking point. Like, even if you love red hair, even if you loathe red hair,
but
even
do
if
redheads
you've got it,
hate?
It's always pointed out.
Do they hate it being pointed out, or do they love it being pointed out?
Well, I don't
out?
Know. I think eventually you get to a point, probably as an adult, where you're just so used to the fact that people will look at your hair and make a comment that it's water off a duck's back. But as a kid, perhaps if you're the only one with red hair, you might feel like you're a little bit different. I don't know. I don't know.
It just seems weird to me because that's what I said to the kids. I was like, I don't understand why anyone would pick on someone. It's like picking on someone with green eyes, you know, or why is that a thing? Why do people pick
I've
on
never
people
known
with
anyone
different
that got
coloured...
picked on for having green eyes?
No, but that's what I mean. It's so ridiculous, right? They don't. It's just like, why would you pick on someone for the colour of their hair?
I just think society's changed too, where all those stereotypes around redheads were so prevalent in the,
yeah,
when we were growing up. Like, oh, you're an angry redhead. Oh, you're whatever.
The South Park era, that was a huge point on South Park.
That was the zeitgeist.
And then all the redheads in the show rose up.
I want to punch you in the face right now.
It's true. But that was part of that. That was very much pop culture.
But did you
kids,
see? In fact,
kids
Lisa
are
Wilkinson.
By what they watch.
Lisa Wilkinson on Arndo, the episode of Brush with Fame recently, she spoke about how when she was head of Clio, typically it was like blonde, olive skinned that was in, right?
The beach,
that was
the surf girl.
And I can tell you as a teenager, I put lemon juice in my hair, was like an Oompa Loompa with orange skin, desperate to be like one of the cool surf girls. And she decided to put a young Nicole Kidman on the cover. And for the first time in history, it was a sellout. So this redhead, pale, freckly skinned, tall, lanky girl sold out across the country. And that was
a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen I Feel Pretty, the movie?
No.
Who's in that?
Amy Schumer.
No. Yes, I have. I watched it during our week off and I loved it.
It's a great movie for young girls,
it's
I think.
Excellent.
And funny.
Okay.
Like, I'm not
so
the biggest
funny.
Fan of Amy Schumer. I don't think she's that funny, but this movie, I laughed a lot.
I laughed out loud too. And I told my niece, who's 13 in a couple of days, I told her to watch it with her mother, my sister. That's how nieces and aunties
work.
That is the relationship.
That's the familial.
I thought it was a brilliant movie.
Stan or Netflix?
I believe Stan.
Okay. Yeah.
Go and watch
it's
it today.
Very
it's really good.
All right.
There is some language.
Okay.
So just maybe don't watch it with your eldest
yeah, still too,
yet.
Still
just
too young.
Screen it.
Yep.
But it's I laughed
it's
so
a,
much
it's about
too.
A girl that goes for a job at a magazine that has a very specific look for every person that works. So they're attractive, young,
thin,
bit
tall,
like Devil Wears Prada kind of
that
thing.
That sort of.
Yeah.
And she's not. But she hits her head or something.
Something happens.
Gets this confidence.
It's a bit like a Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes in with all this confidence because she sees herself as that.
Yeah.
And everything opens up for her just by the way she acts. And
but just by her shift in attitude. But she doesn't realise
that she's
that
had it.
She
Amy Schumer, isn't
look
that the one
like
that's
that.
Like Rebel Wilson?
No, it's not Rebel Wilson.
With,
it's Amy
with Liam Hemsworth? There's one like that. With...
No, that one's terrible. I know the one you're talking about.
I quite liked that.
Oh. I did not like that movie. I thought that
didn't
was shocking.
Didn't mind it. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't up there. It wasn't like pitch perfect.
I tell you another one of those like easy little movies that I loved.
Dumplin'.
Brilliant.
So good.
Absolutely brilliant. No, it's called Stacey Runs a Marathon. Remember I told you about it?
Yes, you did tell me to watch that one.
It's
Becky.
No.
Someone runs a marathon.
God, it's good. If you want an easy to watch movie.
What was Stacey Runs a Marathon?
Is it maybe Runs a Marathon?
Brittany Runs a Marathon.
Brittany Runs a Marathon. It is. Sarah's just put
so much lip balm. You probably just heard the squirt that just came out. It just literally like
Brittany Runs a Marathon. Exploded. Highly recommend. It might be on Amazon Prime.
Look, us commenters only have Stan and Netflix.
No, I've got Prime. I've got Disney. I've got it all.
I don't need to brag.
Shut up, Sarah. I do too.
The irony is, right, I used to think Foxtel was so expensive. Like Foxtel was just, oh, mate, that's out of control.
Now you've got about 70 streaming services.
$70 worth of streaming.
Not to mention your music, which I think is outrageous that you pay for that. You know that when you get Amazon... You know that when you get Amazon Prime, the streaming service, you also get Music Prime for free?
So what are you using, Spotify for music?
She pays.
Apple.
Sarah pays. Like Sarah's
Apple,
just
Spotify,
like.
Spotify, I've got the works.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary. Look. I'm going to get it. I'm going to go into your subscriptions on your phone and I'm going to personally cancel about 70%.
If anyone's touching anyone's phone, mine on yours because it's the most disorganised filing cabinet of a phone I've ever seen. And for somebody who is so organised and, you know, linear in your thinking on everything else, that phone is a red hot mess. It's like a toddler has programmed it. Like her contacts don't make sense. They're not in alphabetical order.
They make
it's
sense
just
to me.
A mess.
They're
a
not.
Mess.
It doesn't.
She doesn't have anything in folders, like finance folder.
I do
a business
too.
Folder.
I've got folders. I've got banking, entertainment, games, lifestyle, medical, news, photo and video, school,
they
shopping,
may be for appearances
transport,
only because all your apps
and
are
work,
outside
Sarah.
Of them. Her passcode is at least 17 numbers long to get into it. And I don't know why, because once they're in, people would rather die than try and figure out where her...
Not going to be hacked.
Things are. No.
I resent that.
So you can get into my phone when I can fix yours.
No way. I'm not touching. I'm not letting you go anywhere near my phone.
You should see Lee's when I go near her camera roll. Talk about a hover. All right.
What's in there?
What's not in there, I think.
I always get...
Sarah, don't put that out there because then someone's going to hack it. I'm closing it right now. There. Flight mode.
She's got her secret calculator.
Oh, should that's 50 minutes of bonus
oh,
content.
God. Wow. Okay.
Coffee.
Peace Lily. Work opportunity.
Yeah. Yep. And
here
I'm going
to
print out some labels for the last few dressing gowns that we have.
No, that's you don't have to manifest that. You can just do that.
You can just do that.
Yep. Yep. Lee's manifested that I would start helping her with the dressing gown, so I am.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up, but you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.